Hey, welcome to the podcast called
Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
This is a podcast where we talk about writing tips, random weird thoughts to start us off that make no sense to anyone, and
how mean Sean is to Carrie, usually.
Oh no, that's true. So hey, thanks for being here with us.
Yes, thank you very much. We hope you chuckle at least one time.
One time. So I don't have a random thought.
We don't have a random thought.
I know we always start
the podcast without a random thought.
Here's the sound of me clicking.
Trying to look up a random
I don't know, man. Like, I don't have thoughts today.
Yeah.
But we could say we're sorry we had no podcast last week.
Oh, we sure could. We had a busy week, didn't we?
It was Shawnee's birthday.
Oh, well. Other than that, it was busy.
All right, how about this one?
That one looks pretty good.
How about this one? What is that noise? You hear that?
Yeah, it's your tea bag thing. But why would my tea...
Oh, weird.
The wind was blowing. No ghost baby.
That was a ghost.
Nah.
Wow, man. So, anyways, here's a random story. This 8-year-old child was like, I need to go to Target. I need to go to Target now. And she lives in Ohio. And in Ohio, people, you know what? You might be 8, but if you need a Target run, you're going to have a Target run. So, at the same time as this girl is potentially doing something, right?
Yeah.
Someone reports a 2020 Nissan Rogue missing. It's 9 a.m. It's a Sunday morning. The town is Bedford, Ohio. And then the family members are like, wait, our kid's missing too. And like, we just saw her like at 7 a.m., but we haven't seen her since, right?
Was this not the family's vehicle?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
So this 8-year-old girl, according to the AP article, right?
Yeah.
They learned, the police, they're launching an investigation, trying to figure out where the kid is, trying to figure out where the car is. They learn that a small child, quote, had been spotted driving a vehicle on a nearby road, but that vehicle could not be located. They eventually found it a short time later in the parking lot of a Target store 13 miles away.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
How can an 8-year-old drive an SUV even?
I don't know. Maybe she's tall. But apparently she didn't drive it perfectly because she told the police when they found her alone inside the Target that she hit a mailbox, but nothing else.
Does she have any money? Or was she going to steal something from Target?
I don't know. But, like, anyways, they, like, authorities did not say why she decided to travel to the store or provide further details about her trip. The girl is too young to be charged criminally, police said. It wasn't clear if any charges would be filed in the matter, which remains under investigation.
You know what? I don't like that article.
It has no...
Because they allude to the fact that it might not be the family's vehicle, but they don't say it.
No, right? Like, so, there's apparently dash cam video on USA Today, so this is an updated article, maybe.
Yeah.
She was enjoying a Frappuccino when she was located by the police, according to the USA
Today. She must have had some money. She probably robbed her mom's purse on the way out the door looking for the car keys. She found some money.
And it was indeed her mother's car.
Okay, well, that's good.
And they even captured it on dash cam footage on somebody else's car, her swerving around on the road early on Sunday morning. And they're like, it's an erratic driver. There's a white Nissan Rogue all over the road. And it was erratic because it was an 8-year-old baby girl.
Well, you know, at least it was early. There probably wasn't that many people on the road. Let's see.
It's definitely all over the road. It's like she's texting while driving, or like she's never driven before and she's 8, maybe.
Oh my God, she's way all over.
She's on the other side, but she really wanted a Frappuccino. Apparently, you know what? That is main character energy.
Oh, man.
That little girl's like, I want my Frappuccino.
She's taking care of herself.
I am so tired. I am not waiting on you all. And she's just like, out there. She's gone, right?
I mean, mom and dad are in bed having a little Saturday wrestling session.
Sunday.
And she's Sunday.
You're not allowed to do that on Sunday morning.
It is Sunday. That's
not if you're a Christian. That's the day of
rest. But anyways.
Yeah.
That's but the totality of those circumstances are awesome. Especially in the video, you can tell how early it is. The sun's barely rising.
It's amazing.
Too bad. I wonder if she had the Frappuccino beforehand, so she's like driving
around. No, hand, they caught her in Target her with the Frappuccino.
I know, but she could have walked in with it. Maybe she went to the drive-thru at Starbucks.
Oh, can you imagine?
This is not going to compare to an 8-year-old driving.
No, nothing can. Like, when I was 8, all I did was run around the woods looking for Bigfoot.
I know.
And write scary stories.
Man, I didn't drive anything.
And boss my friends around in Wizard of Oz.
Crazy.
Remakes. You know, those jokes would have gone better if maybe.
What?
Interruptions didn't happen.
Who interrupted who?
We both interrupted each other.
Oh, you interrupted me?
But I think I was talking first. But I didn't just let you go because I'm tired. Tired of just letting you go. So anyways, last week was Shawnee's birthday. Yay, Sean.
But apparently that's over with.
No, apparently.
As you can tell by Carrie's putting her foot down attitude.
And then we started a series of paid and free posts about writing bestsellers. And those are on Doggy Backy Land. Oh, nosy.
Time out.
Time out.
Murphy. Sorry. All right, we're going to try this again.
We're sorry about Murphy barking. Someone moved outside, and moving outside is not allowed according to dogs. So, those posts are over on Living Happy on Substack. And also on CarrieJonesBooks.blog. Anyways, and in the podcast notes, there should be a link to them. But today, what are we talking about?
A main element in writing a hit novel.
Some people call it the big clock.
Some people call it a ticking clock.
Some people call it the timer.
Dramatic theory is fancy and calls it a time lock.
But basically, it's the ticking bomb, a known and harsh deadline that your character has before it all explodes in her face. Oh, this is not good right now.
I got you.
This is not well timed.
Why?
Because of everything happening in Lebanon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, are you trying to make some sort of political statement?
No, I wasn't, but now. All right, anyways, this is not about that. This is not about that. This is about writing a hit novel. So, Glenn Strathy explains.
The technique is to give the protagonist a set amount of time by which to achieve the story goal, or else suffer the consequences. Generally, you create tension by... Don't call me grandpa when you put this. It's like,
he's trying to read it. He's like, I can't read it.
It's like pale coral is the color on a white background. I can read the black words just fine.
Oh my god. So
it's like, oh, I can't find my blue wing in the ocean.
Okay, anyway.
I'm going to start all over.
No, don't start over. You read too slowly. Ready? Generally,
you create tension by not allowing your protagonist to achieve the goal until the very last second, which is also the crisis of the story. We call this type of limit ticking clock.
So examples of that might be, you only have until 4 p.m. to get the anecdote to your zombie hamster Hammy Ham 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 before he is a zombie forever, or
an evil group of cheese-loving bunnies will eat all the cheese in the world if they don't receive 3,000 pounds of Gouda by nightfall.
Or a puppy NATO is coming in 3 hours and you have to evacuate the town of Bar Harbor before then. Will you make it in time? Actually, do you want to?
People would love a puppy NATO in this town.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
They wouldn't even flinch.
All right, so Strathy also calls this
an excellent way to keep your plot under control. For instance, if you give your characters a 24-hour ticking clock, you know all the events of your story must take place within that time frame.
It's a way to keep your plot from going all wild and willy-nilly, which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And James Hall calls it a
ever-moving second hand
that
raises the anxiety level.
Kind of like me trying to do this podcast.
What? Oh, I thought I was the ever-moving second hand for your anxiety level.
You kind of are, actually.
Come on.
Well, you're the one who said it. You're just staring at me now. Grandpa's staring.
Grandpa's staring. And stuff. Your non-political statement of this podcast.
Oh, that's so upsetting.
Like, bad timing. You shouldn't even be wearing a pager nowadays.
Oh, don't talk about it. I don't want to make this into a thing.
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh, you just did.
No, I didn't.
Don't grow.
Well. I won't say today's thing. Dog! I made the phone make a noise. Tip for life.
This is the least professional podcast episode we've ever had.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say least professional podcast.
Well, also that, but that we've ever had. I think this one is
really
like right up there. Yeah, honestly.
Well, after some of your fancy schmancy editing, it'll be right up there.
No, I'm not going to edit it. Like Joe Rogan. Time.
It'll be Howard Stern quality.
It will not be close. I don't have enough time and I cannot get the sounds of our neighbors out of the podcast right now.
Anyway, friggin' Pogi's so on board with the time, the ticking clock thing.
Pogi's our dog.
And she's like, dude, dad, best man ever in the world. I use that every morning. She's like, after I eat, I'm just not full. So I go sit in the office and I whine and I stare at mama. And then she'll tell me to go away. But I come back and I up the ante. And I put my paw on her knee, and I rub it gently with my claws.
She does, actually.
To let her know that the clock is getting closer to midnight. Midnight being...
What? You're like listening to a politician at a rally right now. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, midnight for her is not midnight. It's when she just can't handle it anymore.
Okay.
And if you don't give her that snack, something bad's going to happen.
Oh.
Like, she's going to let out a doggy fart.
Oh my god, that is a bad thing.
She's gonna drool on you or something. And she always meets her time element, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Because you get out of this chair how many times a morning?
87,000.
And give her snacks. Yep. She eats two breakfasts.
She has like 8,000 breakfasts. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. All the podcast notes are on Living Happy on Substack or carriejonesbooks.blog. The awesome music was available via the Creative Commons and it's being clipped. There's someone singing outside the window right now.
They're not singing our song.
But that is Broke for Free and the song is Summer Spliff.
Everybody's favorite.
I wish. I'd probably be less cranky.
Yes, you would be less cranky.